How God Trains His Workers.
The Lord disciplines His workers that they may be prepared to fill the places appointed them. He desires to fit them to do more acceptable service. There are those who wish to be a ruling power and who need the sanctification of submission. God brings about a change in their lives. Perhaps He places before them duties that they would not choose. If they are willing to be guided by Him, He will give them grace and strength to perform these duties in a spirit of submission and helpfulness. Thus they are being qualified to fill places where their disciplined abilities will make them of great service. Some God trains by bringing them to disappointment and apparent failure. It is His purpose that they shall learn to master difficulties. He inspires them with a determination to prove every apparent failure a success. Often men pray and weep because of the perplexities and obstacles that confront them. But if they would hold the beginning of their confidence steadfast unto the end, God will make their way clear. Success will come as they struggle against apparently insurmountable difficulties, and with success will come the greatest joy. A life of monotony is not the most conducive to spiritual growth. Some can reach the highest standard of spirituality only through a change in the regular order of things. When in His providence God sees that changes are essential for the success of the character building, He disturbs the smooth current of the life. He sees that a worker needs to be more closely associated with Him, and to bring this about, He separates him from friends and acquaintances. When He was preparing Elijah for translation, God moved him from place to place that the prophet might not settle down at ease and thus fail of gaining spiritual power. And it was God's design that Elijah's influence should be a power to help many souls to gain a wider, more helpful experience. There are many who are not satisfied to serve God cheerfully in the place that He has marked out for them, or to do uncomplainingly the work that He has placed in their hands. It is right to be dissatisfied with the way in which we perform duty, but we are not to be dissatisfied with the duty itself because we would rather do something else. In His providence, God places before human beings service that will be as medicine to their diseased minds. Thus He seeks to lead them to put aside the selfish preference which, if gratified, would disqualify them for the work He has for them. If they accept and perform the service, their minds will be cured. If they refuse it, they will be left at strife with themselves and others. Let those who are not permitted to rest in quietude, but who must be continually on the move, pitching their tent tonight in one place and tomorrow night in another place, remember that the Lord is leading them and that this is His way of helping them to form perfect characters. And all the changes that they are required to make, God is to be recognized as their companion, their guide, their dependence.